And welcome, everyone. It's time for another Experience Marshalltown show, and we have a full house, as they say.
We do have a full house. We have three guests today, which is going to be really fun. I always like it when we have a full house. And everybody gets to offer good information to the listener. So welcome in this morning to Experience Marshalltown. We have Sarah Rosenblum, the director of the Marshalltown Public Library, Dori Tammen, general manager for the Riverside Cemetery, Jay Carolla, historian, master investigator, researcher, genealogy guru with us this morning. So welcome in.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So today we are going to be talking about the walking tour that the public library has initiated, and you've been doing these for a while.
This is actually our third tour in partnership with the Riverside Cemetery. It's part of our summer reading program, and we're just really excited about this. Every time we have one of these tours, we learn fabulous new things from Dori, and we just think it's a great thing for the community. I think Riverside Cemetery is a known gem, but I think there's a lot of hidden aspects to it.
Yes, it's definitely a known gem. I've been known to even take a motor coach through there to show them the cemetery, which might seem a little bit odd, but people are always amazed at how beautiful it is and the history. So let's go ahead and get started. Let's talk a little bit about what the plans are, Dori, for the walking tour.
We would like everyone to meet at the office right inside the main gates. It starts at 10 o'clock this coming Saturday, the 11th. Library has it down as an hour and a half. I'm going to try and keep it that short, but I might have to cut a few out or something because
it'll just be a bonus if they get a few more.
Yeah, if they want to stay longer, they can, I guess. I have a fascination with the stories of more of the unknown people in the cemetery. A lot of people know about the founding fathers and some of the major industrialists in early Marshalltown, but they don't know the tragic stories, some of them, about just regular citizens that nobody knows and are not remembered anymore. And they have some wonderful stories.
Yeah, you do an amazing job with telling great stories. I've had lots of comments from groups that love just when you step on the motor coach or step on their tour bus or whatever and you tell them stories, they go away and they're just amazed.
Thank you.
So, yes, and you are a wonderful storyteller. So they couldn't have picked a better person to tell these stories than you. And so thank you for digging in and really understanding those that are there that have been, you know, a part of our history and telling those stories. They're important.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Anything else about the walking tour?
The walking tour is diligently researched by Dori. We're indebted to the library for providing the sponsorship of it. There are many, many secrets of Riverside. Riverside is often confused with being a park because of the fact of all the green space, the lake, the geese, the beautiful trees, and the walking paths. There is much to see. Trying to keep it to an hour and a half is going to be tough because the people will ask questions. And you talk about being interested in history. Dori knows the history of the cemetery better than anybody I know. And Marshalltown has some wonderful people that quietly have done things to make this town what it is today. And we're going to find out about some of them. I believe she's going to let on a few little secrets, and there may even be a chance that we open up the Swearingen Mausoleum so that people can see in, because I think a lot of us remember as youths being down there, there was the holding vault and the Swearingen Mausoleum, and people would dare you to go into the holding vault, or that was a favorite place to park when the cemetery gates are open 24 hours a day. That I'm not talking about my own experiences, but I'm talking about people parking down there. And
So which part of the cemetery is a walking tour going to be in?
We're going to be focused on towards the west end.
The west end, okay.
Which are mostly older sections.
Okay. So kind of give me an idea of dates, maybe. We're talking ballpark, from
the start of the cemetery
Civil
in 1863.
Okay. The cemetery opened in 1863, and we'll be talking about a few burials there who were participated in the Civil War as soldiers and came back to Marshalltown and did amazing things. And we'll go right up through one of the stories is a more recent one, probably 1970s. Yeah. Gene Seberg's baby.
Oh, okay.
He's buried at Riverside.
Oh, good. So Gene Seberg will be included in that. Mm-hmm. Then. Great. Okay, we are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Meet in the Middle. Summertime is a great time in Marshalltown. Hi, this is Val Ruff from the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau, inviting you to enjoy the festivals, restaurants, the arts, youth sports, our bike trails, and more.
Country hit-making duo Presley and Taylor return to Central Iowa Friday, August 17th to the LeGrand Amphitheater. Enjoy beautiful sisterly harmonies. Tickets only $10, and proceeds benefit the LeGrand Fire Department and EMS Association.
Visit Marshalltown.org to find out more. Central location, great accommodations, meet friends and family, meet in the middle. Meet in Marshalltown.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Just dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword prostate. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Try P3 Advanced free. Dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword prostate. Again, dial #250 and say the keyword prostate.
In Iowa, folks like to pitch in and help out their friends and neighbors. It's just what we do. Individuals and businesses collect and distribute supplies, donations, and hope. Businesses like Bryan's Collision Clinic at State Center. It won't be long and school bells will be ringing. Bryan's Collision Clinic's collected school supplies for West Marshall students in need. Bring your donations of backpacks, 24-box crayons, Elmer's glue, glue sticks, number 2 pencils, pencil boxes, scissors, Kleenex, and hand sanitizer, and show your small-town heart. Donating to the annual Bryan's Collision Clinic School Supplies Drive.
Welcome back. Our second segment of Experience Marshalltown. Here's Val Ruff.
Thanks, Kyle. So today we have a full house in here today in the studio, and we are talking about the Marshalltown Public Library walking tour at Riverside Cemetery. So we have Sarah Rosenblum, Dori Tamman, and Jay Carolla in here with us today. And we were just kind of talking a little bit about the era or which part of the cemetery. So if you're just tuning in, and we're talking about the walking tour this Saturday at 10 o'clock on the 11th. And Dori, you were just kind of sharing some of the different eras or whatever, the parts of the cemetery that you're going to be covering.
Yeah, actually the earliest story we're going to cover is an early pioneer family whose two daughters were the first burials in Marshalltown. And they're talked about in Nettie Sanford's 1868-67 book on Marshalltown history, and she wrote very poetically about them, and I love that book, and it's an interesting story.
Yeah. So it's the history of Marshalltown from the late
60s? Very beginnings, the earliest settlers and on up to more nearly modern day.
So obviously you have that at the cemetery. Do you have that book at the library?
I'm sure we have a copy. If not, we would get one, but I would be pretty willing to bet that we have
so
a copy
just
of the
listening,
library.
You might want to take a peek at that book.
Well, as genealogists and historians, we have to compliment the Marshalltown Public Library for what they have available for research and the fact that they have a lady there that usually can assist them, one of their associate librarians. And that book is just really good reading, and it is available. You can still buy it on the internet. It's a little pricey, but mm-hmm. I know we have a couple copies, and I'm sure the library must have it. And
okay. Great. So that's all important to learn a little bit about our history here.
And I have to throw in a thank you to the library as well, because when I am researching stories that go further back than we can access newspaper records online. Mm-hmm. I have gotten help multiple times from the library and getting old obituaries from the 1800s, and it's been awesome to have that. I wish we had access to those ourselves so I didn't have to bother them. But
well, that's nice. It's a nice service that you offer.
Yeah,
at the
no,
library.
It's no bother. One of the things we do, a big part of what we do, is research for people all over the world. We get a lot of requests from Norway, for instance, since we know that Norwegians moved here and then some of them moved back. But no, we definitely spend time helping folks track down family, doing genealogy, and just an interest. So yeah, please never hesitate to reach out to my team, and we'll try to help you with your research needs.
Great. So how should I dress if I come Saturday?
Well, you want to dress for the weather. We did one of the history walks in sweltering, hot, humid weather a year or two ago. I don't think it's quite supposed to be quite that hot this Saturday, but you want to wear good walking shoes. Okay. And you don't need any money. It's free.
It's free. Is it sponsored by the library?
It's definitely one of our programs. So
okay,
yes.
So it's programming.
Yeah, so great. Yes.
So just come out and enjoy that and take advantage of the opportunity to learn some more about the history of the Riverside Cemetery. So anything else you want to share about the walking tour that might entice folks to come out? Anything you want them to know?
We'll be covering a little bit on the Fireman's Monument, which is kind of back in that section there, and maybe a lot of people don't see, but it was a volunteer fireman plot started in 1901 or so with a large monument with a fireman, and that monument was repaired and fixed up, I don't know. Well, it was on the 100th anniversary, so I think it was 2001 or so, and they had a rededication ceremony. 19 former volunteer firemen from Marshalltown buried there. It's kind of a neat section because it's sort of a semicircle shape. And
it is a neat section. So if you if you're just tuning in, we're talking about the Marshalltown Public Library walking tour at Riverside Cemetery. That's going to take place Saturday, August 11th. That's the Saturday at 10 a.m. And Doria is encouraging folks to meet at the office. Probably like to get them there a little bit before 10 o'clock.
Right.
Ample parking. Just go ahead and park.
Yeah, there's space in front of the office there.
Okay. So plenty of places to park. So even bring your kiddos out. You know, this is a great opportunity for kids to learn a little bit about the history of the community that they live in. So, Jay, you had mentioned, you know, there's a lot of great things at the cemetery. There's the lake and the geese and, people can walk the paths. And
the death chair.
Oh, the death chair.
You get a lot of comments on that, and a lot of people come looking for it from afar, just like Sarah's mentioned about people calling the library looking for information from afar.
Yeah.
We get similar requests and lots of questions about the death chair, the mausoleums, the elk. There's a pie-shaped monument that has an obelisk in it up near the volunteer firemen's we may if we have time cover. There's like six families buried within this pie-shaped, and they all share a monument, which is really kind of unique. And I'm not 100% sure they're related, so I mean it's just the way it was sold. People will get to see parts of the cemetery that have grass roads versus the paved roads.
I love those roads. They look really neat in satellite photographs.
Oh, I bet.
And something I might suggest too is mosquito repellent might be a good idea if you're at all prone to getting bit by mosquitoes. It's been plenty wet recently, and
we do have some
if somebody needs some.
And I know you mentioned kids. It's great for the older youth rather than the little ones. The little ones will get tired with walking, and we're not chasing anybody away by any means. We're just saying it's more of an adult-geared tour.
Junior high and up, maybe.
Yeah. Sure.
Sarah, anything else that you would like to share about other things maybe that are coming up in the library?
Oh, sure. And I do want to mention the walking tour is one of our checkoffs on your summer reading log, your adult summer reading log. So there's still time before the end of the month to get your combination of six books or some library events. And we have wonderful prizes provided for by our local merchants who are always so generous to the library. And, you know, I hope in these difficult times you'll also come out and support our merchants. I'm going to be going to Smoking G's today or tomorrow to have lunch, but we also have, we're very excited, next Friday, August 11th, we have moved a performance to the Martha Ellen Tye Community Playhouse. No tickets required. We're doing a live reenactment of the life of Amelia Earhart. We have a special historian actress coming in from Illinois. I know she did an interview already with Kyle, so look forward for that. And it's just going to be a wonderful performance at 2 o'clock on Friday. Did I say the 17th? I might have said the wrong day.
Yeah, it's the
17th. August 17th, sorry.
Mm-hmm, that's okay.
And she's just going to do a great job of bringing Amelia Earhart to life. It is suitable for, I'd say, middle school and up. We're hoping, and you know, being in the theater will be kind of special since it's such a great thing, but we're very excited to present Leslie Goddard, and I do urge you all to come out and see it. Other than that, we've got, some of you know, City Hall has kind of moved into the library, so we are assisting them and all of the community with, you know, just all the daily things that the library does, but you know, we're trying to help also in this time. 3 weeks today was the tornado that hit the town. The library was very lucky. We were very unscathed, but City Hall took quite a blow. And but we are here to help you. And certainly, if you have questions, you're not sure where to go, who to talk to, you're trying to locate an office that's moved, you know, call us and we will find the information for you.
Yeah, you have a great resource there on the library website. And getting that information out has kind of been important the last few weeks to the folks that need that. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with our final segment of Experience Marshalltown.
Meet in the middle. Summertime is a great time in Marshalltown. Hi, this is Val Ruff from the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau, inviting you to enjoy the festivals, restaurants, the arts, youth sports, our bike trails, and more.
Country hit-making duo Presley and Taylor return to Central Iowa Friday, August 17th to the LeGrand Amphitheater. Enjoy beautiful sisterly harmonies. Tickets only $10, and proceeds benefit the LeGrand Fire Department and EMS Association.
Visit Marshalltown.org to find out more. Central location, great accommodations, meet friends and family, meet in the middle. Meet in Marshalltown.
If you want
a 4.1 bushel per acre bump in southern Iowa for
more yield, the answer is A. If you want
soybean varieties that have been developed and tested in my area so I can get
more yield, the answer is A. If you want
a soybean that beats my high expectations for
more yield, the answer is A. Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans are the highest yielding varieties to ever emerge from the industry's most extensive breeding and testing program. A-Series soybeans are packed with outstanding yield potential and strong agronomics, and they're backed by hundreds of local yield trials to take your soybean acres to new levels. So if you want
a proven yield kick on my soybean fields,
ask your local Pioneer sales representative how A-Series soybeans can do more than raise expectations. And learn more at pioneer.com/A-Series. Individual results may vary. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Central Iowa HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Team, I recently learned that a good boss has to know how to delegate. What? That means I get to have other people do the things I don't want to do. So from now on, Tina, you'll be driving me to work. Bill, here's my laundry. Jack, talk to my wife when she calls. Remember, you have to pretend you're interested or she gets really mad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Central Iowa HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
And welcome back. It's our final segment with Val Ruff.
Thanks, Kyle. If you're just tuning in to our final segment here of Experience Marshalltown, today we have a full house with Sarah Rosenblum, with the Marshalltown Public Library, Dori Tammen with the Riverside Cemetery, and Jay Carolla. And so we are talking about this upcoming walking tour, which is a program of the libraries. And I'm going to go ahead, Dori, and let you kind of just kind of give a quick overview. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, we were talking about some of the statistics of the cemetery and just some things that you might want to share with the listeners. And then just kind of give us the details on the walking tour, if you would, please.
Riverside opened in 1863 during the Civil War. The initial land was purchased from Reuben and Catherine Webster, Webster Street. Their son was Byron Street. They are buried at Riverside. Eventually, more land was added on over time, but we now have just about 100 acres of maintained burial grounds, over 23,000 burials, so it's almost as big as Marshalltown itself, which I think is pretty fascinating. Originally, it was called Woodland Cemetery. In 1883, they reorganized, and it became Riverside Cemetery. It's a nonprofit organization. It's a perpetual care cemetery, which means when you buy lots, some of the money that you pay gets put into a perpetual care trust fund that's intended to take care of the infrastructure and the mowing and snow removal when there's no more money coming in when the cemetery is filled, which is where we have many spaces left. But anyway, so we have founding fathers and pioneer families and, all, you know, for 455 plus years now, and it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Some of the people we'll be featuring in the walk are the Cripps family, who had a son who drowned in the Iowa River, I think just behind the cemetery somewhere. Elizabeth Cook Spears Gillette, who was an early settler with her husband, the first woman to work in a dry goods store in Marshalltown, eventually became a doctor. And another early female leader in the community was Abby Gifford, who was a highly respected teacher and was elected County Superintendent of Schools with Nettie Sanford's help, so they were friends, which I think is really cool. We have two Civil War heroes, Nicholas Messinger and Elliot Schertz. Elliot Schertz is a little bit well-known in the community, Nicholas Messinger less so. They have very interesting stories, and there is a story involving Elliot Schertz in Nettie Sanford's book that's hilarious, and I will be telling that story. The Korn family is the one with the two little girls that were buried, and that will also include some information about an early cemetery over by the vets' home,
okay,
whose bodies were brought to Riverside when they built the veterans' home. We have two infants, Bud and Blossom, who we've borrowed their names to name two of our domestic geese. They have kind of a sad story. And we'll also be covering the Grand Army of the Republic plot with two former slaves buried there.
So a lot of good reasons, a lot of great stories. And Dori is a great storyteller. So come on out Saturday to the Riverside Cemetery and take advantage of this walking tour that is a program of the Marshalltown Public Library. I want to take a quick second before Kyle cuts me off here and just give a quick update of some things going on in the community. We'll start with, of course, the Iowa State Fair is going on. Not that we want anybody to leave town, because we want everybody to stay local here, but we want to talk about the Meskwaki Powwow. It's taking place. That starts Thursday through Sunday. We have a Live After 5 performance on Friday that's going to be held at the 13th Street District. We've got Friday night races at the Marshalltown Speedway. At 8 p.m., there's live music at the Iowa River Brewery. There's some stargazing that's going to take place on Friday. And then we move to Saturday. We got the Farmers Market, and that is being held at the Marshalltown Mall. Yoga in the Park on Saturday down at 13th Street. A Hammer In at the Matthew Ito Blacksmith Shop, a walking tour at Riverside Cemetery that we were just talking about here on the show today, and then more live music at the brewery. So lots of stuff going on. If you need to check that community calendar and for things to do, and I just want to encourage you to continue to look to the businesses in the downtown that are recovering. They'll have the open for business signs and the Chamber of Commerce and Convention and Visitors Bureau Facebook page. We're trying to continually push that out. Come down to the downtown. You might have to walk a little further than you normally would, but we want to make sure we're continuing to put, boost the economy in that downtown, those downtown businesses. I know they appreciate it. So thanks for tuning in to Experience Marshalltown.